The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Ian Guider, who of course columnist with the Business Post, who does our nightly business news and who will be back after 6 o'clock, is going to tell us about the new money for RTE. Now, I suppose the headlines that came out last night, Ian, of 725 million over the next 3 years, not quite as bad as it first seems, is because at least that includes the licence fee, doesn't it? This is not new, fresh money on top of what they already have.
No, they're not getting the guts of €750 million of taxpayers' money directly. It includes the licence fee collected every year. What the government are saying today is this will be the total amount of money RTE get from the licence fee, which everybody pays, or most people pay, or some people pay, as it seems, the free TV licences that the Department of Social Protection pays, and a top-up out of government funds for RTE over the next couple of years.
So that means we always refer to RTE as dual income media, in that it has the licence fee and it has commercial revenue from advertising and sponsorships. That's not true anymore, and probably hasn't been for quite a while. It's triple funded because it gets the licence fee money, it gets the commercial revenue, but it also gets an annual subvention from the state to cover its losses, a subsidy, and that has now been copper fastened as part of this new arrangement.
Over the next 3 years. So what Catherine Martin, the media minister today, she lost a battle. She wanted all of RTE's income to be provided by the Exchequer. She lost that battle with her government colleagues, and today she announced that of that €725 million, how the breakdown of it will work is next year RTE will get €225 million towards its public service content. The breakdown of that will be they expect licence fee sales of €105 million. The cost of providing people with free licence fees will be almost about €80 million. And the rest of that €225 million will be a top-up from the government. So next year it'll be €42 million. Its income then in 2026 will rise to €260 million. Again, depending on where licence fee sales are, that top-up from the government could be an additional €50 million. And in 2027, the income of RTE for its public service content will be €260 million. And again, depending on how many people pay their licence fee, the top-up from the government could be well over €60 million. And again, that's on top of all the money, as I said, in free TV licences.
But if everyone was to stop paying their licence fees, the state would have to pick up that entire bill out of Exchequer tax revenues.
It would. And last year, there was a 13% reduction in the number of licence fee sales. It has fallen again this year in the 6 months to end of June. It had fallen, but the government's saying today it picked up a little bit in the early part of July. I think, Matt, they've cobbled together a fudge because they didn't want to go down the route of direct provision of funding to RTE, recommended in the Future of Media Commission, recommended by previous RTE chairs. People have said to the government, look, the licence fee is an outdated concept. You have trouble collecting it from people who won't pay it. You have trouble even providing the direct figures as to how many people should be getting it. €6 million is going to on post so that they can update their systems to track down households who should be paying the licence fee. And we have a wider problem, Matt, which we have to discuss here. It's happened in newspapers. RTE's licence fee base, it's dying off. There are going to be fewer people in the future taking out a licence fee. How many 18 to 25-year-olds are sitting in front of a TV in the corner? They're watching streaming on apps and on social media. They're not watching a TV and don't want a TV.
So then they don't have to pay a licence. So they're consuming all the content, but they don't have to pay for it because they choose not to watch it on a television.
Yep. If you're watching on your phone, if you're watching on a laptop, if you're watching on a tablet, you don't have to pay a licence fee. And yes, there is an argument that perhaps you could have a broadcasting charge, perhaps a tax on broadband bills. That argument was lost last year. The government couldn't seem to come up with a way of implementing these decisions. So what they've done is come out with this announcement today. They are also going to carry out a further review into how to more efficiently collect the licence fee. That is due to report to Catherine Martin within 3 months. Given that we're all expecting a general election sometime in the autumn, I think the chances of that report landing on her desk are somewhat slim.
Okay, there's lots of messages coming in from listeners. Derek in Cork says, how much does it cost to run RTE? It's an absolute disgrace to expect the public to pay for the running of it. What that money could be used for instead. Another one says, this is a cop-out. We've always paid our licence fee, but did so in the knowledge that many others didn't. Nothing has changed.
The cost of running RTE, Matt, according to its 2022 annual report, is just over 340 million. About 200 is made up of the licence fee income, and the rest is what it gets in from advertising and sponsorship. Kevin Backhurst, the Director General of RTE, has recognised RTE has to shrink. It has to bring itself to live within its means. It's cutting 400 jobs, outsourcing the likes of Fair City and The Late Late Show, but not for a number of years. And the problem here, Matt, I blame the government for rowing back on making a really brave decision and making direct exchequer funding available to RTE and other public service broadcasters, including radio and newspapers and websites. But also, RTE have to answer questions. How have they allowed themselves to be such a bloated organisation? 2,000 staff, nearly. The waste of money that we've seen in recent years. And Kevin Backhurst saying, I do want to get us to a smaller organisation. It'll just take me 4 years.
But hold on, don't they want to do all much of the things they're already doing, as in have all of the channels across various media have its own digital internet, an internet site that competes with all of the newspapers? It's branching into podcasts. It wants to do new things with video on demand. It wants to do an awful lot of new things, it seems, without necessarily giving up a lot of the things it already does. How feasible is that? Or has it been made feasible by the fact that it knows that the government will bail out losses?
Well, there is an element of that. It is, the government is the lender of last resort to RTE. It's gotten the guts of 60 million to tide it over during this financial crisis. I think the trouble, Matt, RTE wants to do the things that are popular out there, attracting younger audiences by putting shows streaming first on a new revamped RTE player. As you said, getting into podcasts, but that's a crowded market. There are lots of other people doing much more innovative podcasts and radio and news gathering than RTE. So perhaps they do need to shrink down a lot better, more than Kevin Backhurst is proposing.
Okay, does this extra money give them enough to pay for the redundancies that they need to shrink the organisation? I think they've given themselves 5 years, and a year is already gone, of a programme to get rid of 400 people. Do they actually have enough money? And if they were to continue to make losses, even after this guaranteed revenue is provided to do that, what would happen then? Who will pay those losses? Would they get an additional subsidy from the government?
This is the thing. RTE's 400 redundancies, some of it will be people who we know are friends in RTE who've been there for years taking early retirement. That will cost around 50 million euro with the additional income they'll get over the next couple of years. Because as I said, the public service content figure they'll get is rising from 225 million to 260 million. A lot of that money will be swallowed up in the next couple of years by spending on redundancies, voluntary redundancy packages, paying people off to leave jobs. We do know there's been golden goodbye packages paid out to people. That's going to be part of it. But yeah, if the licence fee income continues to shrink, if their commercial revenue drops, which we are not talking about, because we do know advertisers are going to social media, they're spending it with the likes of Google and Facebook, that will mean RTE has to find itself additional income elsewhere, probably from the government.
And one final thing, the crumbs from the government's table for other media, because it's not just radio stations and television stations at both national and local level, which provide public service content. It's also the newspapers who were in competition with RTE for on the websites and whatever. Are they going to have to just look on while RTE gets bailed out? Or is there any support for them, for their public service broadcasting and journalism?
There is a pittance going to other media organisations. An additional 6 million euro will be made available next year to various media funds that any organisation involved in gathering news or providing public service content can bid for and get funding
to apply for approved content.
Yep, and that will be for everyone else. Every other media organisation in the country that isn't RTE will be fighting for that additional money. It's in grand total, it's 6 million extra, bringing the total to about 10 million euro. But the bulk, the entire bulk of that money, of that 725 million, that goes to Montrose and all the RTE staff and what they do. Everybody else who does award-winning content, who slaves to put out good programmes, make great newspapers, magazines, put out great podcasts and websites. We all have to share the rest of the pie.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.